Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Tmura, Perik Zayin Mishnah Vav, Siyim, Vers Hashem Yisbarach, man sagt es Tmura. Kala Kaddishim, Shenishchitu Chutz Lizmanan, Vachutz Lemekayman. This means Hegdish, that was shechted with the intent to eat it past the time period, or outside of the place where the Torah says you can eat it. So Kain is Makar V'Karbim, whether he shechts it, he's mekabel the dam, or the halach of the dam to the mizbeach, or the zrika on the mizbeach. If he intends to eat it, burn it, be zayrik the dam after the time or out of the place the carbon is pasul, as we have learned so many times throughout Masechtas Zvachim and Menachis, and basically it's mentioned throughout all the Kachem Masechtas almost. But Lamaisa, what do we do with the carbon itself? Sakta Mishnah Harielu Yisareifu, it has to be burnt. And I know that because by the Chatas it says Be'esh Tisareif, that teaches us Al Kol Psulim Shebekaidesh, Karbonis have become pasul in the Azara, this was already Hegdish, but something went wrong, that it has to be burnt. Ashem Talui Yisarev, says the Mishnah Vayta. This is going to be the first of three machloikis over here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama holds that an Ashem Talui has to be burnt. Quick reminder, what is an Ashem Talui? I sat down and I ate something and I said, what did I just eat? I'm not sure if it was chaylev, which is a terrible iser, or was a kosher piece of fat. Now, it could be one day I'll be able to figure it out. I'll investigate. But right now, I want to bring a carbon chatas just in case. But I can't bring a carbon chatas because the halach is you can't be menadev a carbon chatas. On the other hand, I want a carbon to protect me from yisurim. So the Torah says you can bring an asham toluy. An asham toluy is brought by someone, again, who's not sure whether b'shoigeg he committed an aveira, where if he knew for sure, he would bring a chatas. In our Mishnah, this is what happened. The person brought an Ashem Tali. Now, if he brought an Ashem Tali, and he was Zoyrik the Dam, and let's say somebody came running and said, good news! I did a whole investigation, figured out it was a kosher piece of fat. So, it's not a wasted carbon, just the opposite. The point of the carbon is that it protects me until I know what the story is. That's a kosher carbon. But, suppose I shechted the Ashem Tali, and it is before I was Zoyrik the Dam, and someone comes running in with the same news. It was a kosher piece of fat. So, of course, I'm very relieved that I didn't eat chaylev. What happens now with the carbon? Should I proceed to be Zoyrik the Dam? And the answer is no. At this point, it's burnt. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yekaver, that it is buried. This Ashem Tali, you got the news that you didn't sin before the Zoyrik the Dam, is buried, not burnt, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Second machlokas, chatas ha'oif haba al sofek. A bird chatas can be brought, even if the person is not sure whether they're mechuyev to bring the bird chatas or not. Lemashal, woman has a baby, she has to bring a chatas yoldis, and it's a bird chatas. Sometimes we can have a situation of a sofek. She miscarried, we're not sure if it's considered a legal baby or not. It could depend on different things. She's not sure if it was a baby. So, a yaldis brings a bird chatas, like the pasuk says, uben yayna eter lechatas. Unlike a behema chatas, it could be brought, even if you're not sure if you're mechuyev to bring it. The reason is, because it's not burnt on the mizbeach. There's no haktara. So the only thing is, you're zayrik the dam. So with the Zrika Saddam, you can do al safik, but you can't eat it, because it could be that the baby was not considered a legal baby. And memela, this is really chulin. Now by a bird, besides the fact that it's chulin bazara, it's nevela. Because the bird karbonis were not shechted. There was malika. Right? The kohen went from the back of the bird with his fingernail, which is kosher. Not kosher, but that's what you're supposed to do it, by Hegdish. But if you would do that with a chulin bird, that's not shechita. It's like someone who chopped, for all practical purposes, chopped the head off. So it's nevela. So a chatas oif, which is ba'al safek, for sure you can't eat it. Because if he's not mechuyav a chatas, this didn't have shechita. So the din is, says the Tanakhama, it's burnt like other kachim that become pasal. Here too, Rabbi Huda disagrees. Rabbi Huda says, yatilena le'ama. You throw it into a special, like a channel that ran through the Azara. It was the Amas Hamayim that passed through the Azara and it went out to Nachal Kidron. So really, it's just a way of burying it. The Batnura explains that because the flesh of the bird is soft, it like disintegrates. Now, this flow of water, it starts near the Mizbeach, and it runs south to the Sharamayim, and from there, like we said before, goes out to Nachal Kidron. We'll see more about this Bez Hashem Yisbarach when we learn Masechtas Midos. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Kol HaNisrafen, all of the things we learned in the Mishnah that have to be burnt, Lo Yikaveh, you're not allowed to bury it. Because what if someone's going to dig it up and find it and eat it? For that matter, V'chol HaNikbarim, all the things that are supposed to be buried, Lo Yisrafen, you're not supposed to burn it. The reason is, because these things that are supposed to be buried, their ashes would be aser. And all the things that are supposed to be burnt, like chametz, truma tameya, and klayim, their ashes are mutter. You can use it to wash clothes. They used to use ashes like a detergent. Same is true for hegdish that became pasul. Their ashes are mutter. The only ashes that are not mutter, says the Batanura, is the truma sadeshin. There the Torah says, v'samei etzel mizbeach. So we dash and then has to be put down very neatly. Can't be scattered. It can't be used for anything else. But the Tanakhama says, Stamazai, just follow instructions. If it's supposed to be buried, don't burn it. Because the things that are supposed to be buried, their ashes are not mutter. And here too, Rabbi Huda disagrees. Rabbi Huda says, Imbrotzel hachmer lasmer. Someone wants to be machmer on himself. Lisroif esanik barim, because I guess it's harder to burn something than it is to bury something. So if somebody wants to be more strict on himself, he wants to burn what the Mishnah says should be buried, Rishoy, then it's mutter for him to do it. Amrulai, but the Chachamim said, to Rabbi Huda, Einoi mutter l'shanais, it is not mutter to change. Things that have to be buried are buried, things that have to be burnt are burnt. The Batanura says, in all three of these cases, the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So once again, our Mishnah, all kadoshim that was shechted, with the kohen thinking he's going to eat it after the zman or outside of the place, these korbanos have to be burnt. And asham toloi, where he gets the news taka that he wasn't chayta after the shechita but before the zrika, according to the Tanakhama is burnt. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is buried. That's the first machlokes in Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Second machlokes was about a chatas ha'oif ba'al safik, a woman that brings a chatas ha'oif, not being 100% sure that she's mechuyev to bring it, but she can bring an ala safik, but it can't be eaten. Here we would have a very serious issur. Because if she wasn't mechuyev a chatas, besides for chulam bazara, the malika of the bird, if it's not hegdish, would render it nevela, so it has to be burnt. Rabbi Huda says, no, just throw it into the canal that runs through the Beis HaMikdash. For all practical purposes, it disintegrates. It's the same as being buried. The third machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda was, can you change from the instructions? The Tanakhama holds that all of the things that have to be burnt can't be buried. What if someone will dig it up and use it? And all of the things that are supposed to be buried should not be burnt. Because the items that are supposed to be burnt, in all these cases, their ashes is mutter. That's not the case with the things that are supposed to be buried. So if you're going to burn it, instead of burying it, you're going to think you're allowed to use the ashes. And here too, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person wants to be machmer on himself, to burn something that the Mishnah says is supposed to be buried, he can. But the Chachamim say no, einoi mutter l'shanos. And again, the concern would be that we're going to think that the ashes are mutter. Hadran Alach, Masechtas Temura.